A fight between a Republican governor and a Democratic legislature in Illinois has led to almost 100 days without a budget. The state now has a backlog of more than $6 billion of unpaid bills. State funding for public universities has been cut off. State museums have been closed. And now even 911 call centers are in the mix. Tony Arnold covers Illinois politics for WBEZ in Chicago. And Tony, what a mess.
What a mess. I mean, this is really affecting almost everything from the 911 call centers to STD testing that is being affected here by this budget impasse.
Well, tell us about the 911 call centers, because a lot of people are going to be quite shocked that that would be something that could be affected by a budget stalemate.
Right. 911 centers are funded through a tax on cell phones in Illinois. And what's going on is that the taxes are still being collected on cell phones. Money's coming in, but it's not going out because a budget hasn't been approved by the legislature or the governor to tell the state where to spend that money. So 911 centers have been sitting here dipping into their own reserves because they haven't been paid. They're saying we may have to lay people off. That means fewer people to answer the phones when someone calls 911, which means potentially longer wait times for anyone who calls 911.
And you mentioned also funding for STD testing not going out there. And we talked about the universities, the public universities in Illinois, not getting a dime of state funding for months.
Right. Universities are dipping into their own reserves, talking about tuition increases with STD testing. The departments of public health, the local departments, aren't being able to get reimbursed for sending their samples along to the state. Usually that's been free. We're hearing all sorts of stories about English as a second language not being funded, mental health organizations, training for police officers, even lottery winners haven't been paid.
And the governor, Bruce Rauner, the Republican governor, says he's not backing down in this budget fight with the Democratic legislature. What is at issue here? What can't they agree on?
The governor says that he's holding out for budget-related issues. He says these things are budget-related. He's talking about making workers' compensation more selective, cutting down on the number of civil lawsuits filed or tort reform, putting in term limits on legislators. But at the heart of it, a lot of what he's talking about is really anti-union proposals to limit collective bargaining, that type of thing. Democrats say that he has this obsession that the governor has with undermining unions and that a lot of these issues aren't related to this budget at all. And this is all kind of a distraction.
How long can this fight go on?
There's really no end in sight. There's a few line of thoughts of when this might end, what could prompt this. One is that the state, as you said before, is running out of money. And so the one thing that they actually did pass a budget for is keeping the schools open. But there's been many lawsuits and court orders saying the state has to pay for payroll. No, you have to pay for foster care. You have to pay for Medicaid. These are judges saying this, telling the state they have to do this. So a lot of money is still going out the door, but they might not even have the money to pay for what they actually budgeted for, schools. So there might come a time when these two things cross and schools start not getting paid. That could prompt action. Another thing is, honestly, a lot of people are kind of sitting around thinking there might be some sort of tragedy because we're talking about police training that's getting cut, English as a second language.
911 call centers.
911 call centers. There might be a tragedy that actually spurs some kind of action from the politicians. But in the meantime, there really doesn't seem to be any sort of political will to get the two sides together.
Tony Arnold, who covers Illinois politics for WBEZ in Chicago. Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.